Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
All right, time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. It's been a jam-packed program. Mike Vrabel introduced as the 16th head coach in New England Patriots franchise history. His press conference, about 40 minutes of Mike Vrabel, started with Robert Kraft, gave flowers to Mike Vrabel's wife. She had to hold them the rest of the day.
Very strange.
Not sure what she's doing with those.
No.
But then Vrabel, we were going through a lot of it. Very strong first impression of him.
It was. Two takeaways. Number one, do we say this on the air or not, that Jonathan Kraft wasn't going to be there? I know we were talking about it off the air.
Oh, somebody called in and said he's not going to be there.
Yes.
And he was, in fact, there.
Jonathan was there.
Yeah, he was.
Mego gave us the heads up on that. There was another reporter you said tweeted that out.
Yep.
So Jonathan Kraft was indeed there. The other thing that jumped out, this didn't occur to me until now, which I don't know why this didn't occur to me until we were kind of talking through things and thinking about it in the last break.
Yeah.
Robert took no questions.
No, probably for the best.
No, I mean, I think that probably is smart, but
leave
it's
on
also,
a high note. Hear from Vrabel. All we're thinking about now is Vrabel's comments.
It's also interesting. There were no questions for Robert Kraft about, I mean, he came up and gave a statement, but there were no questions about the search or any of that. So I guess the further we get away from that, the more that jumps out, the more interesting it is.
Don't you think he maybe know why?
Yeah, he'd probably screw
up. How close was Pep Hamilton to getting the job?
No, exactly. Yeah. But
like, who? He's like, who?
Isn't that telling? They don't even trust him to stand up there and take some questions, which they're probably right about.
You know, I think they probably made the right call.
But he slips up with the timeline or he slips up with the detail, and now you're losing draft picks because it was a sham process. Like, yeah, that would have been problematic.
What was the deciding factor in Vrabel over Leftwich? He's like, who? Who's that now?
Did you take any interviews with Leftwich, Hamilton, or even the Zoom call with Ben Johnson?
He's looking around. He's like, does anybody know who these are talking about?
Are these real
names? Mike Vrabel's our coach.
Are you yanking these real
names? You're trying to get me right now?
You're yanking my chain?
Is this a gotcha moment? Like, what is this? Like, no, these are real guys. All right, let's get to the grab bag. While Mike Vrabel was talking, there was some coaching news around the NFL.
Yes.
That was breaking.
Indeed.
The Dallas Cowboys are not bringing back Mike McCarthy. He was in the final year of his contract. I thought he was going to be gone. Season ended. They were sticking with him. And all reports were he's going to sign. Apparently, they couldn't come to terms on a length of the contract, and he is going to pursue other opportunities and now add the Dallas Cowboys to the list of teams that need a head coach.
Okay, so I find this shocking. Like, if you would have asked me 2 weeks ago, I wouldn't have been surprised. The same day Schefter came out and said he was leaning towards Mayo being out, and then Mayo was out later that day, the final Sunday of the regular season, I kind of thought somehow McCarthy was going to survive. So I'm surprised just based on the way it's gone the last couple of weeks and the reporting had gone. Makes sense he's going to be out of a job. I'll tell you one thing Charles Robinson wrote today on a longer takeout about the Patriots and Elliott Wolf and Cowden and Vrabel and who's going to be in charge, and he thinks Wolf is going to have real power. He says the Dallas Cowboys, who Vrabel would have interviewed with had the job been open, were in a holding pattern with Mike McCarthy, blah, blah, blah. So that's a job Vrabel would have been interested in. He gets introduced, and now the Cowboys say they're done with Mike McCarthy. Was that part of the urgency for Kraft? Maybe.
I think I didn't even consider the Cowboys. I thought the Raiders were more of a sense of urgency. Maybe the Cowboys were as well.
So, and that sounds important. Like when Robinson says he would have had interest, but the Cowboys weren't showing any indication. The other one, and this is Jordan Schultz, who reports that, for what it's worth, Bill Belichick would have been interested in the Cowboys' job, and it's believed that Dallas would have been interested in him.
Wow.
Had he known the position would become available. Belichick and his camp never received any indication during back-channel conversations the job would open up, which is partly why he ended up at UNC. Belichick has an excellent relationship with the Jones family. Florio had a note today, too. Bill hasn't really made any coaching announcements at UNC.
No.
It's like Steve Belichick, Mike Lombardi's kid.
Keeping Freddie Kitchens.
Keeping Freddie Kitchens, but no
yeah,
like, there's no McDaniels, no Patricia, no Judge. Maybe they're all waiting in case something opens up and Bill flees to the NFL. I don't buy that, but I thought it was an interesting observation. Why hasn't Bill filled out his staff at UNC?
I wonder who the Cowboys get now, because they had a chance to maybe get Vrabel or Belichick, and then it's be fascinating to see who they end up landing on.
Don't you know who it is?
You think it's Dion?
Dion.
That'd be pretty sick. That's been real quiet.
It fits. There was one report last week that the Raiders were going to have interest, and then it got peed all over.
Yeah, nothing.
But there's been nothing linking him to Dallas. But then again, I think a lot of people felt like McCarthy was going to keep the job, at least recently. Mm-hmm. So, interesting.
If that reporter was wrong, he should be fired. That's how about the Dion thing?
Like, it'd be crazy.
He should be fired.
Get out. You shouldn't have a job.
If you get one thing wrong, which I have not.
No, you haven't.
Then you should.
I mean, a lot of other insiders have, but you haven't, yeah.
There was a radio report this morning that I know you're aware of. That,
yeah.
Costa doesn't want to play in a line with you. I'm just trying to get your reaction.
Well, yeah, I have heard, what was said in the
grab bag.
He landed it.
Marshawn liked grab bag.
Yeah, I got a few of those.
Nice.
Or that we get.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got emails. They're like, too soon? I'm like, no.
Same person?
No.
Different people.
Yeah, multiple Marshawn grab bags.
Man, oh man, our listeners.
College football, we're down to the finals, which will take place 1 week from tonight. So in the first semifinal, Notre Dame beat Penn State by 3. And then on Friday, Ohio State beat Texas by a couple of touchdowns. Big fourth quarter for Ohio State. So we get Notre Dame versus Ohio State in the championship of the first ever 12-team playoff. What do you think?
I think you ended up with an okay matchup. I took out, when it got down to the Final Four, I took out a future on Notre Dame.
Mm-hmm.
I think Notre Dame has a real shot to win that game. I like the way their defense is playing. I know they're a heavy underdog. It's like, what are they, 8 or 9 points? And if you listen to any of my picks on NFL Wildcard Weekend, you know I have no idea what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I took out Notre Dame, a future going at plus 400 or something like that, plus 380.
Okay.
Before the Penn State game. I think they have a real shot in that game. And I don't know. I wish you had maybe the top teams remaining instead of the 7 and the 8 seed, but it's played into a real tournament. It's been good.
But that's also misleading because
they
the
7-8
seed, but like they're better than Arizona State. They're better than Boise State. Like,
yeah, but
it's probably still, 3-4?
Well, I was going to say, but if it were last year and it was only a 4-team tournament, I know it's not.
They wouldn't be in it.
I don't think either of these teams would be in it.
Yeah, you're right.
There was a radio report this morning that I know you're aware of.
Oh, is that the same one?
I believe it's the same
Wait.
One.
You know, that job is a report
there it is.
On the team, and usually you try to be fact-based.
Usually.
But when there's just blatant
grab bags
in the media, that's where there's a problem.
When there's blatant grab bags in the media. The Boston Celtics, kind of under the radar, because everybody's talking about Brad Marchand and all the stuff going on with the Bruins. Of course, you have Mike Vrabel. You have Wild Card Weekend. Celtics played the Pelicans yesterday. They did not play well. They did not shoot well. And they held on for dear life, and they got a win. But one great comment, I don't know if you caught any of the postgame, but Jason Tatum was saying how C.J. McCollum at the free throw line went up to Tatum. He's like, is it always turned up in here like this?
I saw that. I thought you were talking about something else. Yeah.
No, I was talking about them, like him putting over the crowd, being like, you know, they play in New Orleans at like the Smoothie King Arena, which I've actually done a game with.
I was just going to say, you've been there, right?
Yeah, it was cool.
Nice.
They gave us smoothies.
Nice.
I was like sucking it down. Granny's doing the broadcast. I was like eating a smoothie. And they're like, you know, chime in here. I'm like, these guys just brought these smoothies over.
Hey, man, I'm not going to waste a smoothie.
It's the Smoothie King. Yeah. It'd be disrespectful not to have it.
Yeah.
But, he's just like, is it always like this in here? And Tatum's like, yeah.
It yeah,
doesn't matter who we play, when we play, it's a good crowd. So I thought that was cool.
Okay, so there was a 5-second violation by Derek White that almost cost him the game. C.J. McCollum had a real chance to win the game. A good look at it.
Yep, he did.
And
the search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And he blew, you know, a short look at the hoop. What happened prior to the five-second violation, and this is what I thought you were going to talk about, Tatum missed two straight free throws.
Yeah.
13 seconds left, he missed two straight free throws, which, you know, could have lost him the game. He said it's uncharacteristic missing two free throws. Just put the game away. No excuse for that. But I made countless plays to win games and stuff over my career.
Yeah.
I wasn't happy about that, but we still won.
He has some weird comments sometimes. He does.
To me, I'm less enraged by that now that he's won a title.
Yes.
That would bother me a lot more if he said this last year or 2 years ago or something like that. But yeah, comments like that still don't sit great with me. It's like, I make a lot of winning plays, you know, whatever. I just missed a couple of free throws.
At least they won the game, though.
Yeah.
They did.
True.
Personal foul. 69. Offense. He was giving them the
grab bag.
He played it there.
Wild card weekend. We're going to do a full what happened tomorrow, and because we've been so busy today, but we'll recap all of the games, including tonight's game, Minnesota and L.A. The game has been moved to Arizona because of the wildfires, but Vikings and Rams, what's your pick again for tonight?
Well, I would fade my picks based on how it's gone, but I got Rams straight up. I think they're plus 2.5 the last I saw it. I got a money line.
Okay. I've gone back and forth on this one. I will take the Vikings. Give me Kevin O'Connell.
Honestly, the way my weekend went, that's probably good, yeah.
Well, the one home team that lost was like the one team I was in on. I was in on the Bucks. I was in on the Bucks last night.
Yesterday. I had the Chargers covering. Didn't happen.
No.
I had the Steelers covering. Not even close.
No.
I had, what was the first game yesterday? Broncos covering. Didn't happen.
No, they did not.
I got the Philly game right. That's the only game I got right. And I also had Tampa covering last night. Didn't happen.
Hello, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again.
Very nice. Boston Bruins are off tonight.
Mm.
They'll be in action tomorrow against the Tampa Bay Lightning. So they got a massive win.
Yeah.
Big response.
Yeah.
Big in-your-face media guy.
Yeah,
they got a big win in overtime against the Florida Panthers. But still, you look at the standings, they've played so many more games than teams, it's hard to kind of keep track. So they're still, as of the second, a playoff team. But They are holding on for dear life.
They're dropping like a stone is what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But they did pull out a victory. They gave Florida a point in the process because they collapsed at the end of regulation.
Mm-hmm.
But they did pull out a victory over the weekend. And maybe they can make it a two-game winning streak, Keith.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Fingers crossed.
Grab bag. Grab bag.
All right, top NBA performers from Sunday. We have a lot of candidates here, Jones. Two from the Knicks, Jalen Brunson, 44-5-6. Karl Anthony Towns, 30-18. Zach LaVine went off for 36-10. Devin Booker, 35-8. 5-8.
Mm-hmm.
And then Domantas Sabonis, 22 points, 15 rebounds, 8 assists.
And Sabonis lit up the Celtics on Friday night, too.
Oh, my God. What even, like 1,000 rebounds?
28?
In one game?
Yeah, it was something like that.
It's crazy.
I would go with the two Knicks. I told you, LaVine's been on an absolute tear. He's having a great season. I would go with one of the two Knicks. They put up 140 against the Bucks. Give me Brunson.
I think LaVine gets traded?
Yes.
I mean, they probably should. Yeah.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, we are going with a third baseman, first baseman, outfielder.
Third baseman, first baseman, outfielder.
A little bit of everything.
Raul Ibanez.
honestly, I don't know if we've done this guy before.
It's our first three-peat.
Yeah, honestly, could be.
Yeah.
What if I told you he was a lefty stick?
Nice.
Throw it righty.
Okay.
I know that confuses
that
you at
honestly
times.
Makes it worse, yeah.
He'll throw you a right. Well, obviously, he had to throw it a right hand. He played third base.
Uh-huh.
But he hit you a left hand. Played for a lot of teams. You guys ready for the teams?
Sure.
Cleveland, Milwaukee, Seattle, Cincinnati, San Diego, Tampa Bay, the Angels, Arizona, St. Louis, and Philadelphia.
Wow.
Played the majority of his games for Cleveland. Followed by Milwaukee, Seattle, and Cincinnati. Everybody else was like less than a year's worth of games.
I'm sorry, third base, first base, outfield?
Yep. played all those spots. Let me tell you what he
Paul
played.
Paul Sorrento?
No, good one.
I want to say Richie Sexton didn't move around that much, right?
No, not that much, no.
He was a better player, too.
331 games at third, 242 at first, 150 in left, 71 in right.
Dang.
Corner outfielder, corner infielder.
All-star appearance.
Zero all-star appearances. Man. No real accolades to speak of. However, he did play from 1990. Well, he played one game in 98, 11 in 99. So he really kind of broke through in 2000. Then his last game was in 2011.
Okay, so I was thinking of the wrong Cleveland teams.
So he played in all of the 2000s.
Yeah.
He, let's see, would he sock you a dinger? Sure he would. 2009, 31 bombs.
Wow, nice player.
31 bombs.
Okay.
He would not steal any. He had four total 20-plus home run seasons. Lefty stick.
Man.
Yeah, lefty stick.
Okay.
He'd sock you a dinger.
Four 20 homer seasons. He topped out at 31.
232 batting average.
Not great.
Not great.
Okay.
814 OPS.
Better.
Nothing to sneeze at. What if I told you this?
Yeah, tell me
if
more.
If you're looking for a little more info.
I don't have much. Not Jeremy Burnett.
He made $7 million in his career.
That's it?
Yeah, it seems like it can't be right. Oh, he played that long. He made $7 million bucks.
I
gotta feel bad for the guy.
You got anything there,
well,
Bill?
He was never an all-star.
I got nothing.
I'm gonna look around. Do you see it? Do you see it in the Twitch chat?
I think it might have already scrolled past. Okay, I think somebody did get it right.
That's
in the Twitch
actually.
Chat.
You know what?
Teams, man.
Aramis Ramirez, good player, but that guy definitely made all-star teams.
If E from Brockton had to Google it, then I'm pretty sure it's a real random baseball player.
Text line. I'm not sure I see it. Was it Russell Branyon?
He got it.
Russell the Muscle Branyon.
I do remember him, and
that
I guess
I was random.
I guess I remember Cleveland and Milwaukee. Credit to the Twitch chat who had Russell Branyon. I did not get that. Yeah. I don't see it on the text line. I think Twitch had it.
Yeah,
a couple of different places.
Six career postseason games. Never got out of the DS.
$7 million.
That doesn't seem right.
I do kind of feel bad for him.
Russell the Muscle.
Is that guy in media?
Throw him a couple bucks if you can. Russell the Muscle.
Guy's been working Brewers post game until he's 80 years old. Poor guy. Poor fella.
Yep.
Okay.
Journeyman.
Random baseball player of the day.
That's as random as it gets.
He's Russell the Muscle, or you're just calling him that?
No, that was his
that
nickname.
Was it?
Yeah, hell yeah, it was.
That's all his.
You don't remember Russell the Muscle Branyon? Played for the Brewers, the Cleveland, corner infielder, corner outfielder. You don't remember? Wow, 420 home run seasons. There you go. That's in the grab bag each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. We will get you WEEI afternoon, see what Arcan and Hart have coming up. We're also going to give you – oh, wait, update here.
What do you got?
Greg Hill Show will be live tomorrow morning from Gillette Stadium with Mike Vrabel.
Hell yeah. That's exciting. I also, somebody made a great Photoshop of me pounding sand in a closet.
Yeah, is that?
What?
It looks somewhat.
What do you mean?
How that sand.
That's what Brad wanted me to do.
But how the sand is piled is somewhat.
Yeah, it does look.
It's
strange.
Erotic. Suggestive. Yeah, erotic maybe is the right word for it. Yeah. I wasn't really sure what to do with that one.
That's fine with me.
But anyway.
I'll just retweet it. That's what I'll do.
Check out Keefe's timeline there. And also a programming note again. It'll be Mike Vrabel tomorrow morning. We were just speculating about that. Yeah. I'm not surprised. Live from Gillette Stadium.
Would you cut your d*** off for a Super Bowl?
Yeah, probably.
Cut that pile of sand in half. That's what you're going to have to do. But so that's tomorrow morning here on WEEI. We'll check out WEEI afternoons and get you our clip du jour next.